Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Getting It Right, Bible Bits from 2 Peter. In this session, we look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. A star witness is one who provides information that is crucial to an event, often a crime. Sometimes there are star witnesses who are just pretenders. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Jesus wants every Christian to be a witness. However, under the cross-examination of life, many wash out as witnesses for Christ. But it doesn't have to be that way. Our text in 2 Peter provides the process of becoming a star witness for the Lord. The world always keeps Christianity on trial. When you're called to witness to the witness stand of life by the world, will your testimony withstand difficult cross-examination? Will you be a star witness? If you were put on trial for being a Christian, would you be convicted? Let me give you several steps in becoming a star witness. First, the star witness is a genuine Christian. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, the first part of it. "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith." Add to your faith. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We don't have to believe the Bible for it to be true. It doesn't depend on us. Heaven is real and hell is also a reality. And the Bible affirms their existence. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Second, the star witness is separated from the world. Second part of verse 5, add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. What is virtue? It is Christ-like character. There are at least 49 basic qualities that are revealed in God's word, such as obedience, forgiveness, contentment. Look at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 down to verse 14. "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid milk belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." By reason of use. Is it easy to add character qualities to your life? No. That's why Peter speaks of diligence in doing so. And then third, the star witness is sacrificed to God. The third part of verse 5. Add to virtue knowledge. To virtue knowledge. How do I add knowledge? Go to school? Well, yes, but not as you may think. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 is the starting place. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice the order in Peter's list again. Faith, virtue, knowledge. This build is non-optional because of pride otherwise. It's not possible to know God's will unless we dedicate ourselves to God, die to our self-will, and transform our mind by the truth of the Bible. We can't have it both ways, the world and the Lord. Remember Luke 9:23. And then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And then fourth, the star witness is committed to service. Look at the beginning of verse 6. To knowledge, self-control. To knowledge, self-control. Self-control comes by commitments made as we tend to focus on decisions we make. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. To gain treasures in heaven, we must make commitments to serve Jesus Christ in every area of our life. A desire to grow, to minister with a concern for the lost. And then fifth, the star witness is patient in suffering. The second part of verse 6, to self-control, perseverance. To self-control, perseverance. Listen, suffering will come to every growing Christian. God's word clearly indicates it will. Suffering has a purpose to promote growth. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. Listen, God will destroy pride in a believer's life. You can be sure of it. And sixth, the star witness is obedient to authority. Look at the third part of verse 6. To perseverance, godliness. To perseverance, godliness. How do we recognize godliness? Well, we see it by the humility that's demonstrated. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Humility shows by submission to God and to the Lord's established authority structure, family, church, government, employment. A Christian who is disobedient to authority is immature and certainly not godly or humble. Seventh, the star witness is alert to spiritual insight. Get the first part of verse 7. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness is demonstrated in ministry to others, particularly in giving comfort. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 down about verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we're comforted, it's for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, you also partake of the consolation. We're called to share what we've received. But, as Howard Hendricks said, you cannot impart what you do not possess. When I have genuine salvation, when I am becoming Christ-like, when I have given over my will to God, when I'm committed to serving Christ, when I learn to endure the trials of life, when I allow God to guide me through his authority structure, then, and only then, am I becoming a star witness for Jesus. And then eighth, the star witness is fruitful for Jesus Christ. Second part of verse 7. And to brotherly kindness, love. It becomes spiritually natural to work to produce maturity in others as an expression of love. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28-29. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Christians have a responsibility to reproduce themselves. As we see here in our text, the order of growth is important, and diligence to grow is crucial. Do we have liberty from Jesus Christ to choose to grow or not? Well, you can answer that question yourself by reading verses 8 through 10 of our text. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, for he has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. The mature Christian is fruitful for the Lord. The immature is blind and ungrateful of salvation. The mature Christian will walk in confidence. The immature repeatedly stumbles and falls. Commit to add these disciplines and grow spiritually. You have a great day.